Sai Center, September 3rd, 2023.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi. Tonight's quote. In the morning time, the sun rises. If at that time you face the sun and look at it, you will notice that you have a long shadow, but it is behind you. If, on the other hand, you do not direct your sight towards the sun, but turn towards your shadow, you will notice that your own shadow, a long one at that, is leading you, and it will appear as if this long shadow is showing you the path. In this example, you are the Jiva Tattva, and your shadow is the Maya. If it is your desire to overcome Maya and leave it behind you, however fast you may walk, you will never get rid of Maya if it is in front of you. On the other hand, you turn your sight towards the sun, you can overcome Maya even as the shadow is behind you. In the same manner, your mind, thoughts, organs, and the body constitute the Maya or the shadow. If you want to get away from them, you will have to turn your vision inwards and towards the Atma. When you do this, you will be able to shake off the Maya. Therefore, you should make an attempt to join satsang and derive all the benefits that accrue from joining good company. Good company leads you to attachment, and good company leads you to detachment, and by detachment, you will achieve self-realization. First question, what about this quote inspires you or helps you better understand our path?
Really got me is the part where it says, if on the other hand you do not direct your sight towards the sun but towards your shadow, you will notice that your own shadow, a long one at that, is leading you, and it will appear as if this long shadow is showing you the path. For me, this signifies where my attention is. If my attention is on the shadow, then I feel things very differently than if I'm turned away from it. And I'm sorry, anything, any practice, any tool, any audio puts me back here, and the other things don't really exist for me at those times.
Something that really stood out for me is when it's described as the shadow is leading you. And it sounds really, I'm sure, silly, but when I read this, I don't want the shadow to lead me. It's obviously doesn't work, and I don't want that. And I think it just points us to the much better way, than rather than following the shadow and all the different shadows of mind and body, just to go within. It just seems like it just is a great reminder of what it means to be led by the shadow. It just hit me.
You know, I was thinking about this, and it's dawned on me that it is the path that is the important one. What path do you choose? Do you go to the path of going backwards towards and leading, having your shadow lead you, or select a path towards the sun.
I love this part that says, if it's your desire to overcome Maya and leave it behind you, however fast you may walk, you will never get rid of Maya if it is in front of you. And on the other hand, you turn your sight towards the sun, you can overcome Maya even as the shadow is behind you. It reminds me that with the power of the mind or power of the will, with all, it just brings more struggle. And the way is to settle down, to calm down, to be quiet, versus make a struggle out of spirituality to bring more commotion by trying to. And it's beautiful, it says, if it's your desire, because that's a desire, yeah. That's beautiful.
Very similar to the quote that we have today for FDE.
Would you like me to read it, today's FDE quote?
So you are the boss.
Okay.
It reminded me of that too. I was just thinking how grateful I am for all of the wisdom that constantly points us to the fact that this dream is a dream, that the thoughts are not real. For the longest time, that teachings for me, what I took away was, you know, home and where to go and where to feel the silence. I didn't get how important it was to know the lie, to know the shadow, to be able to recognize it. And being able to do that automatically helps me to go home.
I also wanted to say that this line, therefore you should make an attempt to join the satsanga and drive all the benefits that accrue from joining a good company. It's like Radha was saying, this constant reminders and everything we do, it makes the Maya less and less concrete.
Gabby, can you read the quote from today? Are you taking requests?
Oh yeah, I'm looking for a boss wherever I can get it. So anybody step in, I'll do it. Be silent and relax. This is the foundation for our teachings. What is the foundation of our teachings? Not accepting lack. You are constantly accepting lack. And you can get afraid and you want to fix it. Can you fix your shadow? Ramana uses this example. Someone went to their friend and said, I want to bury my shadow. And he kept digging and digging, and his shadow kept coming on top of where he was digging. He kept on digging, and his shadow would be on top of it again. He got tired. He had dug a big well. His shadow was still there. So when you want to fix your thoughts and your behavior or character, it is as if you are digging a well, so you can bury your shadow. Why? Because you are not the shadow. You are the truth of the shadow. The root of freedom is in these words that I am saying to all of you today. How much do we want to suffer? Tell me. How long do we want to suffer? Acceptance, acceptance, acceptance. Beliefs, beliefs, beliefs. Identification, identification, identification. Why? All of a sudden, we saw ourselves in the body as a baby. What did we do wrong? How were we at fault? And then this body grew up in the society and in the family. Whose responsibility is that? Stop this craziness. Stop. Stay. Stop this stupidity. That is exactly why I don't talk to you about the personality. Because if I wanted to do all that, all of our characters have fault. The character is even built on faults. So what? The hell with it. One must hang tight to the main source. One must hang tight to the real truth. One must hang tight to the true being. I am saying this to all of you. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled by yourself. The images you have made of yourself are wrong. Don't go with them. Be free. Be free in your own being. Move about in your own skin. Be comfortable. Why? Because the fault is not with you. The fault is in accepting the thoughts and the emotions which have nothing to do with you in any way. The more we do this, the more we see our own perfection. Wow. Anyone want to share anything about that? I was reading that Satz quote reminds me of it. I don't have it with me, but I was reading a bunch of Bubba quotes about the shadow. And in one of them, he says, look, imagine there's a big tree, right? And there's fruit on the tree. You cannot pick the berries in the shadow. You can't do it that way, right? And like, so it makes me think so much of this, of trying to bury your shadow, like putting all this attention towards something that you can't really even do anything with. There's nothing. And I think something that I'm really grateful for on this path is I can see every year fewer and fewer shadows make me think I can actually have any control to do anything with them. Fewer and fewer times do I think, oh, I can go after fixing that because I can't. And more, it happened to me just last night. I woke up thinking about something and go, I'm just going to turn within because this is, if there was something I could do to fix this, I would do it, but there's nothing. And it's just, it's been cool that like how many fewer shadows there are to try to fix.
I wanted to share too, I am so grateful for the freedom from the judgment and assessment of my personality. And even recently on the last parenting call, Sat had helped me see that Luca's character gets angry. It boils up and he gets it out and it's over. And that's a beautiful thing. And it's very healthy for him. And it's really even cut like another layer of mine. I was assessing that. I was assessing myself, these moment-to-moment interactions, even in my day-to-day life in my own house. And like, it's just an eternal path of freedom. It's not there. It's not there. It's not there. And I'm so glad it's not there. And I'm so glad I have the guidance and wisdom to remind me over and over in every way it's not there and to know where it is. Thank you.
I just don't know how it is that these words are spoken, and I don't know how it is that we get to hear them. I just don't know how it is.
My understanding of Boa's quote was it brought home, resonated the art of living for me, and the trust and the promise. If we don't take any thought, if we stay, as Aida was saying, our attention on reality, the shadow will follow. We don't have to take any effort. It will follow us and support us the way it's going to be, no effort. And when we are walking towards the light, towards reality, our own truth, you know, we can be aware of the shadow, but no effort. No, just we just see that it has to follow us. That was the way I read this discourse.
I wanted to say that for me, it's becoming more and more clear that identifying with the shadow, or mind and body and all of that, is becoming more and more uncomfortable. So when I fell for that, or I fought for that, it's just painful.
Yeah, a similar sharing. I just was looking at like my life. And have you ever seen on stages when like they want to get somebody off the stage, they take a hook and they pull them off the stage, like mm-hmm. in the old times? My whole life was that. It was desire. Everything would grab me and hold me. I had a desire, I couldn't fulfill it. I had a fear, I couldn't get rid of it. I had an anxiety, it grabbed me. I had a thought about myself, it grabbed me. I had a thought about what I did to someone else, it grabbed me. Everything, just trying to walk, would pull you and choke you. And now, so many fewer things choke you. So many fewer things grab you. Just that, a whole thought about myself today. I was like, no, no thanks. A whole thought about someone else. I was like, no. And a whole fear and a whole anxiety. No. So like, imagine you've been your whole life, every two steps, somebody grabs you and pulls you by the neck, and now you walk miles and miles, and you might get a tug on your shirt. And you're like, oh, that's just Luca. Get off me, dude. So, that is very special. So I don't know if that's the shadow, but that's how I feel. Luca's the shadow. That's the lesson.
Another thing that I wanted to share is that, you know, I see it more and more how important for me it is to start my day completely turning to the sun instead of shadow. A few days that I didn't have the chance to do that, I find even the body is not functioning as it should do. When Baba started the quote in the morning, I just remember every morning that it is so beautiful waking up, remembering that this is the dream, not that I had at night. And make sure that you are looking at the sun.
I also love the part that talks about good company. And as you always talk about association, we talked about it in our parenting call. And the more and more I feel it, I don't want to associate with anything or anyone out of this circle that brings me closer to the self and to the silence versus taking away me to the bazaar. And I see it and I feel it, and I'm so grateful for providing this pure association opportunities to us. Thank you, sir.
Does anyone have any struggles with the guidance that Baba lays out in this quote, or questions about what is laid out here?
I would be lying if I said I didn't, and there were no challenges. There are times when we're involved in daily life where we just get so wrapped up in the plays of the shadow that it's easy to forget. But my go-to tool is when I feel the discomfort, when I see the mind just racing and too much effort, I know that I need to turn around and look at the sun and take my attention away from the shadow, even if it's for a few minutes.
Does anyone else want to share what tool they use or what they do when they're being led by the shadow?
Gratitude. Gratitude is amazing. When I feel like I am believing lack or worry or any kind of struggle, and I put my hand on my heart and I feel that infiniteness, that totality, and I say thank you, and I open my eyes, it's more proven to me each time what was the shadow and what was the truth that Sat talks about that you stick to.
For me, different times and different situations bring different tools. It could be gratitude, at times it's trust, omnipresent. Just it changes for me, different situations.
For me, this day is also gratitude. It really does something. I mean, the way that you describe it, putting the hand on the heart, and Kavi, today you mentioned it's like, are you with me? That is something like that for me. I can say, like some people say, when they do are you with me, they feel movement and they even have a deep connection. But now gratitude practice does that for me. It helps me a lot. It does. Thank you.
I really like about the gratitude practice too is that it helps you catch things so early and so quick. The very first taste of the lack or the problem, you grab it, and it doesn't get very far. So the shadow doesn't lead you for very long, which I really like that.
The other thing that really helps me is in the FDE where Sat said that this moment now feels so real because it's happening now, but in a few minutes, days, years, it will fade. It'll be like a dream. And when I remember that, it washes away like any importance or worth or seriousness that the shadow could have. It's really, these words are just like, and they're just miraculous.
I was just going to comment on the quote where it says you should make an attempt to join the satsang and derive at all the benefits that accrue from joining good company. Good company leads you to detachment, and by detachment, you will achieve self-realization. It is definitely the case for me when I am among all of you guys. It is a great company, and one company that I also take refuge to is myself. Many times I just go in a quiet place and I keep my own company, and it definitely leads to detachment. Just wanted to share that. Thank you.
Gratitude quote I sent you for the chat. I deleted my thing. Do you have it?
My phone is recording.
Who did you send it?
I sent it one of Sat's things about gratitude that just opened it up for me in this whole way. I had it as a quote for the chat, but I don't have it in my thread.
Oh, the conversation that you had?
No, and then the other thing where she elaborates on gratitude.
It's a short quote that is there, really. Yeah.
Where would I find it?
I think she only sent it to family.
No, it's in the community Sat song.
Okay.
Community Sat song.
The U.S. Oshawa is back.
It's in a text for community Sat song.
I have it.
Can you read it?
Sure. Truthfully, when you put your hand on your heart, there is a certainty that happens that is not verbal. It is not saying, God, thank you. When you put your hand here, something takes place, and it is nothing verbal. It is all an inner thing that is happening between you as an ego and God as the existence. We have all experienced that. All of us could definitely say, yes, I did it, and I have it.
Thank you. Anyone who hasn't shared want to share?
There's only one person who hasn't shared.
So I will go first.
My sharing is that anything that feels uncomfortable is because it's a
intruder.
An intruder cannot be you. It's something that happens to you. So, in other words, any emotion, feelings, thoughts, bodily discomfort that we experience, if it was us, it would be comfortable. You know, when you are walking and a thorn goes in your hand or your foot, the thorn is not you. That's why when it goes your hand, it causes trouble. It causes pain. So this is a good measurement to understand that whatever is not comfortable and content, it is not a part of us. It is not us. Because so often we identify with the thorn to be a part of our hand, you know? I don't know. I can't explain. So that's what. Existence is not uncomfortable, which we call God. Okay? So if we feel any type of discomfort, we're following the shadow. We're not even following the shadow, we are being the shadow. Most Precious says that we concentrate on the shadow of a tree so much that we forget that there is a tree standing tall that has given this shade. But we all know this. It's nothing new.
It was new. It was new.
The intruders?
Yeah. It was new what you said. So even feel any feeling, even feeling of excitement, is since it can turn and change to something different, is not us, nothing, none of
it. No, exactly. Not only it is not us, it makes us feel limited. It makes unlimited existence appearing as limited.
Because it's fleeing.
Because it's not real. It's nice to know the truth. You don't have to be to hurry to realize it. Believe me, just hearing it is unbelievable chance. Because it expands our understanding without even practice. And then we hear it enough times, automatically turns to practice. And the practice automatically turns to deeper understanding, and then conviction, and then realization. It's a process. But imagine if we did not hear the truth. None of the other series after that would have any chance to be practiced.
Wow. What a blessing.
It is very big blessing. I mean, and the point you said about satsang is it's incredibly important. Association with a saint, sages, realized people, the same-hearted people, and the self. They push you to the self. And this is probably why we were blessed to have such a tight program during COVID, when everybody was stressed and fearful. We kept coming together daily, every afternoon, every other day in the evening. We gave more power to the sun, and that is the grace of God for all of us. Yeah, one should never miss a good company. And at any age, Baba says the company you keep tells you what kind of person you will be as you grow up. And we're keeping the company of truth. Can you believe that? That's big.
In that process, my experience is that the one part of that process is with all the exposure and saturation, that also comes for you. It comes for you when it's needed. It comes for you to be with you. It comes for you.
Yeah, you can say that now. You couldn't say that 5 years
ago. No, not at all.
Or even a year and a half ago, a year ago. Like I said, it's a process. The deeper your transformation is, you know, you go with sincerity after understanding the truth, and then the truth comes after you. Then the truth holds on to you and doesn't let you go.
I experienced that.
Exactly.
Yeah. There is a poem, it's a mystical poem that a moth, somebody smells the moth and says, "Wow, what happened to you? You smell so good." And the moth says, "For a short period of time, I was in the company of the flower, and I'm the same moth, but all that beauty, all that aroma, all came to me." Yeah. And yeah, it is so true. Like, yeah, even dirt can smell like flowers when it's in the company,
yes,
of love.
Beautiful. Well, before we finish, can we have a moment of hand on the heart.